Miss Winchelsea's Heart by H.G. Wells. Narrated by Raina Boughton. Miss Winchelsea was going to Rome. The matter had filled her mind for a month or more, and had overflowed so abundantly into her conversation that quite a number of people who were not going to Rome, and who were not likely to go to Rome, had made it a personal grievance against her. Some, indeed, had attempted quite unavailingly to convince her that Rome was not nearly such a desirable place as it was reported to be, and others had gone so far as to suggest behind her back that she was dreadfully stuck up about that Rome of hers. And little Lily Hardhurst had told her friend, Mr. Binns, that so far as she was concerned, Miss Winchelsea might go to her old Rome and stop there. She, Miss Lily Hardhurst, wouldn't grieve. And the way in which Miss Winchelsea put herself upon terms of personal tenderness with Horace and Benvenuto Cellini and Raphael and Shelley and Keats, if she had been Shelley's widow, she could not have professed a keener interest in his grave, was a matter of universal astonishment. Her dress was...